Deegan, the forester, is not the type of man to remember his children's birthdays, least likely that of his youngest, who bears a strong, witch-like resemblance to her mother. If occasional doubts about his daughter cross his mind, he does not dwell on them, for, in fairness, Deegan has little time to dwell on things. In Ag Howl, there are three teenagers, the milking and the mortgage. Some of Deegan's hardship he brought upon himself. When his father passed away and left the place to his sons, Deegan, who was not yet 30 at the time, borrowed money against the place and bought them out. His brothers, who had other ambitions, were glad of the money and went off to make lives for themselves in Dublin. The night before the bank took over the deed, Deegan walked the fine south-facing meadows. It broke his heart to mortgage the place, but he could see no other way. He bought a herd of Frisians, put electric fences round the land, and installed the milking parlour. Shortly afterwards, he drove to Courttown Harbour to find a wife.